Elvis, E-L-V-I-S, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, 1-859, 66-year-old gentleman from Houston, Texas, used to work for a Metro bus company. He's single. He retired age 55, period. He continues to smoke. That has been a huge albatross around his neck for some time, period. In the paragraph, he states that the smoking has caused him numerous problems with being short of breath, having trouble walking around, especially with his bad knee now. But nevertheless, he's not able to quit smoking, period. He's become much weaker. He's not able to take care of himself. He needs help with ADL. He's in the process of getting a provider from provider services from state of Texas, which is difficult because somehow he owns his part of his home, period. His medical problems consistent with COPD, severe DJD. When he goes to the hospital for any kind of exam, any kind of hospital stay, he's always on oxygen. He's not on oxygen at home, but his O2 sat's only 91% with rest and goes down to 80s with activity, period. He also has had knee surgery on the right and left. His left knee got infected, had to have a second knee surgery. He also had a gastric bypass surgery years ago, lost about 80 pounds, but he gained it all back. Allergy, none, family history, mom died of heart disease, congestive heart failure, dad was killed in a hit and run accident. Medication includes Xanax 2 milligram BID, Norco 5-325 as needed, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, albuterol inhaler, period. He does smoke, as I mentioned, and has had a nebulizer in the past, but somehow he lost it because the people that gave it to him came and took it away. He does have 2+ edema. He does have what looks like ascites in his abdomen. He's wheezing up a storm, which causes him very difficult to get around. He's short of breath with activity, and at rest, he's very unsteady on his feet, especially because of his knee issues, knee infection, and his severe COPD, period. He suffers from air hunger, and hence the reason for high-dose Xanax at this time, period. He states that he's no longer able to get to the doctor's office and would like to be cared for at home under hospice and palliative care. Blood pressure, 30 over 95, O2 side 91% at rest, down to 80s, 87, 88 with activity from the couch to the door. 2+ edema loaded in the lower extremity, pulse is 110 and respiration is 28. Period. Exam, heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds and wheezing, abdomen, soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with anal lesion. Lower extremity, 2+ edema. Neurological, non-focal. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with history of tobacco abuse long-term, now with COPD severe, with corpulmonal pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, and right-sided heart failure, period. Patient is hypoxic with activity and O2 sat's 91% at rest, period. He needs O2. He needs a nebulizer machine, which he lost. He's no longer able to get out of the house, especially going to the doctor's office. He suffers from anxiety and air hunger. He's on Xanax 2 milligram twice a day and Norco for his knee pain, period. He's had no issues or problems with the left-sided knee infection after the knee was replaced, period. He sleeps on 2 pillows at night. He has orthopnea. He has PND, and he belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at rest at all times, period. Patient would benefit from O2 at all times and a nebulizer with albuterol 2.5/3 cc's. This will be communicated with the hospice medical director as well via copy of this note. Thank you. So somewhere in there put down Mac of, I don't have a Mac, so that's it. Thank you.